Beloved, we are glad to have you join us for this sermon. We pray that it inspires you, draws you closer to the knowledge of God, and builds your faith. Be blessed as you listen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Amen. Someone who believes that their prayer has been answered, you can say a loud amen. Amen. Amen means let it be. You want to lift up your hands and bless the name of Jesus? That you and me have not prayed and fast in vain. Let it be. Amen. The word of the Lord is yea and amen. Amen, 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 amen. Lord, I give you praise. Please, let's do that from the depth of our hearts. We are grateful. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. I have not prayed to storage. I have not prayed to storage. I have not prayed to storage. I give you praise. I give you glory. I give you honor. I give you adoration. I bless your name. Come on, do that from the depth of your heart. Do that from the depth of your heart. Grace. Grace has been granted you from day one to day 21st. Lord, I give you thanks. Bless his name. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We give you praise, Lord. We honor you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise and glory. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. We have this assurance of God from Isaiah 45 verse 12. Isaiah 45 19. The Bible says that he will not allow us to seek him in vain. Hallelujah. How many of you believe that you have not sought the Lord in vain? You have not sought the Lord in vain. You have not prayed in vain. You have not fasted in vain. Do you have the assurance? Do you have the assurance? Do you have that assurance? Please, with great assurance in your heart and faith, I didn't pray and fast in vain. I want you to go before God and thank God genuinely. Today is the last day of the fast. And thank God desperately. Thank God with the whole of your heart. The Bible says, out of them shall proceed. I have not prayed in vain. Give him praise. Give him glory. Give him honor. Give him adoration. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. I have not prayed in vain. 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 Mana moria makali giriano skabre hishalaya. Mambra gaboske parate kapayaba. Minenoske daria dokate la galabayaba. Shegaroske amanambra gea tokate. Rebekito sia barade ketula bala. I have not prayed in vain. Please do that from the depth of your heart. do that from the depth of your spirit. I have not prayed in vain. I have not prayed in vain. I give you thanks and the praise. I give you glory and the honor. Magnify your name. Yes, Lord. Ele mangra men clamos cobranta labaya. Shakabaraba daya bariata. Yemana baraga da bariasu. I have not prayed in vain. I have not prayed in vain. Thank you, Jesus. You have answered all my prayers. 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 You have answered all my cries. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We are grateful. We are grateful. We are grateful. We are grateful. I am grateful, Lord. I'm grateful. I've not prayed in vain. Thank you, Jesus. And thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we are free. In Jesus' mighty name, we are free. Father, we are grateful. We honor you. We adore you. We bless your name. Thank you for your presence with us from day one, even to this day. Strength on the prayer altar. Grace granted us. Encounters personally and corporately. Week one, week two, week three, and the last day of the fast. We say thank you. Lord, we can pray, but you are the one that answers. So we are not taking pride on our prayers, but we are taking our boast in the Lord, the one that answers prayers. Thank you, Jesus, because we know that we have all that we have prayed for. To you alone be all the glory and the honor and all the adoration. Again, Lord, in this service, do each and every one a real good. Let it be a service to be much remembered. Amen. It's the last day of our fasting, Lord. Let it be everyone's day.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Give us an understanding of your word. Let the wind of the Spirit blow upon every heart right now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I command every blind eyes to be open.
Amen.
I command every blind mind to be open.
Amen.
I command every deaf ear to be open.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you and thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Amen.
Somebody believe God aloud. Amen.
Amen.
Please help me congratulate your neighbor to the left and right. Tell them congratulations. God has answered your prayers. Congratulations. God has answered your prayers. You want to give Jesus a big hand of praise? As you take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. I say praise God.
Hallelujah.
I want to believe everyone has had a great time in the course of this fast. Have you had a great time at all? Please help me ask your neighbor, have you had a wonderful time? What's their response? Apart from the fact that you were losing weight, which is good for you anyway. Is it not good? We give God all the glory. I say we give God all the glory. We lose weight in the physical, but we gain more weight in the spiritual. Somebody say, believe in amen.
Amen.
And beginning from now, whatever you say, heaven will honor.
Amen.
Because your authority level has changed.
Amen.
Your command level has changed. I'm not hearing a believer saying a louder amen. And so shall it be. Engaging the wonders of prayer and fasting, part 4, is a series of teaching we have been looking at. Remember, prayer and fasting empowers for what? Dominion. Somebody say dominion. That's the theme of the month, dominion. And Isaiah chapter 58, verse 6 all the way to 14, has been our anchor scripture. We've gone through it week one, week two, and all of that. Today is our covenant day of restoration. We are going to be looking at prayer and fasting facilitate supernatural restoration. Somebody say, believe in amen.
Amen.
I said, somebody say, believe in amen.
Amen.
I see God restoring back to you all that you may have lost to the enemy. Would you say loud amen?
Amen.
I said, whatever the enemy stole shall be restored,
amen.
Including your spiritual life.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus the Christ. John 7 and verse 37. Let's begin with there. The Bible says on the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come to me and drink. If any man thirst. So the last day is everybody's day. Hallelujah. Say with me, today is my day. Louder you can. The loudest you can. Let him come and drink. For out of him, he said, shall flow rivers, 38, of living water. Beginning from now going forward, everything about you shall be fresh.
Amen.
I didn't hear your amen.
Amen.
He said, Jesus spoke of the Holy Spirit. Verse 39. The last day is everybody's day. But what do you need to take advantage of the last day? The only thing that gives you an advantage in a last day like this is what we call desperation. An insatiable thirst. Hallelujah. An insatiable thirst. A longing in your spirit. A thirst in your soul. Isaiah 41 verse 7 to 8. When the poor and the needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue filleth for thirst. I the Lord, 17 and 18 please. I the Lord will hear them. Can you see that? I the Lord will hear them. Isaiah 41, 17. I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. Your test is important. Don't end this fasting with just casually. Your test, he that is thirsty shall be filled. Verse 18 said, I will open rivers. Say, do it, Lord. From the high places and fountains in the midst of the valley, I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land a spring of water. Do you know what that tells me? The year 2026 shall be a most flourishing year for you.
Amen.
Well, the believers that came to church will be saying the loudest amen.
Amen.
You are also in a prophetic service, remember? And as declarations are made, and your faith connect to it, God will confirm it in your life.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I said, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Remember Proverbs 23 and verse 18. The word of the Lord said there very clearly. It said, surely there is an end, and the expectation of the righteous shall not be cut. So every divine manifestation is a function of man's expectation. If I therefore ask you, what do you expect to see? Particularly after the course of this fast. What do you expect to see? If you were not at the impartation service, please, I want to plead with you, get back to the archive and go and listen to the teaching of God's servant. Particularly the first teaching before the second teaching. How many people cancel their engagement by their personal irresponsibility? Beginning from what they think, going to what they say, and then going to how they behave. That three things can cancel 21 days of prayer and fasting. if you are not smart. Please tell your neighbor, you must be a smart believer. You have waited for 21 days. If I ask you, what do you expect? What would you say? And every man should say what they want to say. That's why you have your mouth. Are you catching that now? If I ask you, what do you expect? What would you say? Because a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Hallelujah. You have prayed and fast, and you believe that God will do it. Then how is the reflection of your action? Because your action is a manifestation of your faith. Anything you are not showing is a proof that you don't believe. So after you have prayed, what will happen tomorrow morning? Will you still be thinking nonsense thoughts? Will you still be saying nonsense words? And will you still be not taking no action at all? Hallelujah. So please, let's set our expectation right. Because something has happened in the realm of the spirit. If you hear, say I hear. I say something has happened in the realm of the spirit. I say something has happened in the realm of the spirit. Something has happened in the realm of the spirit. Something has happened in the realm of the spirit. Am I speaking to a believer? I say something has happened in the realm of the spirit. I say something has happened in the realm of the spirit. Isaiah 58 verse 6. Is this not the fast I have chosen to loose the bonds of wickedness? Please, I want you to pay very much attention to me as I make this emphasis in the additions of all the things that we have learned. Hallelujah. To break every yoke. I chose the fast to break the yoke. I chose the fast to break the yoke. Matthew chapter 12, verse 43 to 45. When an unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh away to dry places, seeking rest and find none. Then he said, I will return to my house for where I came out. And when he came in, he find the place empty, swept, and garnished. 45. Then goeth he and taketh with himself. 45, please. How many spirit? That are wicked than him. And they entered in and they dwell. And the last state of that man is what? He looked at, he didn't fast and pray when he started the year. I thought you were praying and fasting in the beginning of the year. How come the whole year is looking like this? This is the undoing of many believers. Please, I'm speaking as a privileged father of the house. And I'm speaking with the depth of my heart. I was saying the course of the week. The undoing of many believers is inconsistency. Believers are not consistent. They start and they don't finish. They weary in the middle. Inconsistency. Laxity. Slumberiness. Beware of spiritual slumber after this fast. Beware. Now, in case you are not aware, according to Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 17 and 18, God sends men are also sent to warn the people. To warn them. Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore, hear the word of the mouth and give them a warning from me. Please, I'm standing here as privy and I'm warning you. I heard clearly this morning. The yokes have been destroyed. But let them not return back to slumber. Why? Because the devil will still come and check them again. That's the problem of many believers. The demon have left. The way you are looking at me, or demon has not left. My brother, you have been praying for 20 days. You don't believe the prayer you pray? Has demon left? Let me ask you, have demon left? Talk to me now. I'm talking to you. As your demon, has the demon left? Have they left the family? Have they left the business? Do you believe it? Otherwise, then you have been faking your 20 days. They are gone. Something has happened in the realm of the spirit. But don't go back to spiritual slumber. They will come back to check. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. He said, you adversary, the devil, seeking for who? You are not the one. He's just seeking. To who to devour? Can you see that? He's looking for a place. Ephesians 4:27. Give no place to the devil. Please, are you with me? Because God is already speaking to us this morning. I'm telling you the truth. You said I've been praying. What has happened? I am here to tell you that God has answered your prayers. That's the truth. If you believe it, take it. If you don't believe it, that's your cup of tea. But I can tell. Listen to me. Listen to me. It was Eli that stood before Hannah and said, the Lord granted a petition. It wasn't that she had heat from the mouth of God. She had it from the mouth of our prophet to say, God has granted you the petition of your heart. The Bible says she stood up and went forth and rejoiced in the Lord, and her countenance was no longer sad. And the Lord visited her, as said by the prophet. Because I will confirm the word of my servant and perform the counsel of my messenger. Are you catching that now? Something has happened. But please, I beg you, as a church and as a person, don't go back to spiritual slumber. What is your advice here for pastor? Maintain your spiritual fervency all throughout the year. Because Satan will come and check you. That is why you notice as a church, we fast 3 times to begin the month to keep spiritual fervency. That is why you notice as a church, we fast once every week. Somebody say, why are we doing this? Are we going to kill ourselves? No, it's just to maintain what? Maintain our territory. When your Mahuria Kela Sufratia Baradish, Satan is not powerful, but only takes advantage of your sleepiness. Listen, the strongest man on earth, or the most protected man on earth, let's just say Donald Trump, when he's asleep, even his child can kill him. Two of us, sleep is an enemy. I know you like your sleep, but sleep is an enemy. Particularly spiritual slumber. Matthew 13:25. Thank you, Father. Why men slept, his enemy came and do what? When he was awake, they didn't come. Because your strongest state is when you are the place of watchfulness. That's why the Bible says, watch and pray so that you don't fall back to where you began from. Even in the subject of restoration, the reason you lost that thing was because you were asleep. So you lost it. You lost it to the enemy. You lost your peace. You lost your business. Spiritual slumber is a risk. Refuse to be a spiritual slum, a spiritual lazy person. Let this fasting not end your fasting for the year. Let the prayer not end your prayer for the year. Maintain a strong prayer life on a daily basis, because Satan is looking for you every day, in case you are not aware. Somebody say daily. Louder you can say daily. The loudest you come, say daily. So if you have been here during the week, it was shared. On Monday, I took time and I shared with them the prayer life. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, we picked that up. The prayer life of Jesus Christ. The prayer life of the church. It was very deep. With scriptures to point. Jesus had an early morning prayer life. Jesus had an afternoon prayer life. Jesus had an evening prayer life. Most of the miracles of Jesus were done during afternoon and evenings. And during midnight was when Jesus commute with the Father to make strategic decisions. He could not choose the 12 until he has gone for an all-night prayer to commune with the Father to make a choice of a decision in his business empire. Prayer is strategic. Men ought always to pray and not to faint. Somebody say, I receive grace. Somebody say, I receive grace. Somebody say, I receive grace. As I'm talking to you, I'm also saying the same thing to your family. One of the things I did this year was to sit my home down and to construct a family altar that must be fervent this year. I know what God was saying this year. I know what I'm in for this year, and Satan cannot stop it. It begins with your spiritual temple. If you are dead spiritually, everything will pack up, including your business, in case you are not aware. So stay spiritually tense. Stay spiritually fervent. Personally, family, corporately, and otherwise. Grace shall be released. Amen. I say grace shall be released. Amen. So before this service ends, to the glory of God, God has given us a model of prayer we will launch. To get every church member to be on the watch. Man, Satan that will try you in this church this year is not born. Except I'm not your pastor. We will kill him straight. We will maintain a strong prayer watch as a church. And no devil can stop any member again in this church. No devil. No devil. All I'm saying is that please buy into this thing and join us. And let's kick the devil out of the street. Is that a free day? Met a family yesterday who said how 2025 was a battered year for them. We lost so many things. Everything was going down. So, but we thank God. We thank God we found a family. They were suffocating because people will not take advantage of the opportunity that is provided them. God is not looking for who to use. He's looking for who to bless. I hope you are aware that there's nothing you do that can hurt to God. Yes? Is there any need that God have that you can meet? Please help me ask your neighbor. Is there any need that God have that you can meet? All right. So you are the one that is in need. And you are the one that God will meet your need. You better wake up and get vibrant. There's none of my children that didn't fast this year, except the 5 years old. None. Because of what we are looking for. I will be sharing my testimonies. Don't worry, you will hear them. Because all I know is that I'm not laboring in vain. I told them, I said, if you fail, point me to the face and say, Daddy, your God is a failure. Because God will never allow the seed of Jacob to seek him in vain. You think I wasted my time to fast? Don't worry, wait. You will hear my testimony. You can tell your neighbor so you will hear my testimony. So before the service reach, step out. We will launch it to you. And we are kicking it off straight away for those who are interested. Straight away. The fasting has ended. We continue in that fervency. So that Satan does not look for a loophole to step in. And everybody finds his place. And Satan is kicked out of the street It's a year you will never forget in Anori. Somebody say, believe in amen. Joel chapter 2 and verse 25. Joel 2, verse 23 to 25. I read 23, you read 24, and we read 25 together. 23, be glad, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God. I saw somebody who shouted hallelujah for that. For he has given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to cause down for you the rain, the former and the latter rain in the first month. 24, church, let's read together. And the floors shall be full of wheat, and the vats shall overflow with wine and oil. Verse 25, let's read together. One, two, go, and I will restore to you the years the locust has eaten, the cankerworm, the caterpillar, and the palm worm, my great army which I have sent thee. Please say loudest amen.
Amen.
Say the loudest amen.
Amen.
So from this scripture, it is clear that God has an agenda of restoration for his people. If you believe God, say loud amen.
Amen.
Acts chapter 3, verse 20 and verse 21. He says, and he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you. And what will happen? Verse 21. Whom heaven shall receive until the restitution of all things. The restitution of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all of his holy prophets since the world began. The restitution, the restoration of all things. Whatever the devil stole in your life in the year 2026, I see full-scale restitution.
Amen.
I see full-scale restoration.
Amen.
I say, I see full-scale restitution.
Amen.
I see full-scale restoration.
Amen.
Don't forget, it's the enemy that stole it. John 10 and verse 10. He said, the thief came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I have come. I have come. Somebody say, do it, Lord. I have come. So that to do what? That I might give you what? Life. And that I might give you what? More abundant. Somebody say, more abundantly.
More.
Louder, you can say more abundantly. So in the year 2026, I decree that your restoration shall be more abundantly.
Amen.
Everything about you shall be more abundantly.
Amen.
Somebody believe God, say louder, amen.
Amen.
But it takes empowerment to subdue our enemy. It takes power to subdue our enemy. Psalm 66 and verse 3. Through the greatness of thy power shall the enemies submit. So it takes power for the enemy to give up. It takes power. It takes power. Psalm 63, verse 1 and verse 2. O Lord my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsts for thee. My flesh longeth for thee. In a dry and a thirsty land where water is not. And that's where we are. We have been fasting and prayer. We have been on it in this long 21 days. And why are we doing that? Verse 2, he said, to see thy power and thy glory. When power comes, the glory of the destiny must be restored. When power comes, the glory of the destiny must be restored. Jesus went on a 40 days of prayer and fasting. Luke 4, verse 14. The Bible says he returned in the power of the Spirit. And the glory of his destiny went abroad. Can you see that? Don't forget, he was a carpenter's child for 40 years. For 30 years, sorry. Carpenter's child. They only knew him as a carpenter's child. But he went on that prayer and fasting. What did he return with? Power. Somebody say power. And when power came, the glory of his destiny was restored. Any destiny that had been closed under the sound of my voice, in the name of Jesus the Christ, by this fasting and prayer, that glory shall be restored.
Amen.
Please join me to say the louder amen as much as you can.
The glory of your business shall be restored.
Amen.
The glory of your family shall be restored.
Amen.
The glory of your career shall be restored.
Amen.
The glory of your finance shall be restored.
Amen.
Whatever you lost to the enemy, I decree that they shall be restored.
Amen.
Say with me, I'm not fasting in vain.
Or
I have not fasted in vain. Louder you can, I have not prayed in vain. Let the devil hear you. I have not prayed in vain. Therefore, let's expect full-scale restoration of everything that we may have lost by the enemy. Other things that fasting and prayer does to secure our restoration. I go through this quickly and then we'll begin to pray. Number one, it gives us access to the realms of next level anointing, which is empowerment, next level anointing. We dealt on that during the anointing service a few Sundays ago. Next level. Power is in levels. Ezekiel 47, verse 1 to 5. The ankle level, the knee level, the loins level, and the rivers that overpass. The rivers that overpass. In Acts chapter 1, verse 8, I will give you power. In Acts chapter 2, verse 1 to 2, he gave them the power. In Acts chapter 4, verse 43, now the power moved to great power. Somebody say great power. Acts 4, 33, power level changing. Power level changing as their prayer level is changing. Power level is changing as their prayer level is changing. Power level is changing as their prayer level is changing. You read from verse 29 all the way. They were praying and the place was shaking and the Holy Ghost came down and great power came on them and great grace was upon them. Somebody say, I hear. I see your power level change.
Amen.
Now, you may not know, but watch. If you genuinely pray and fast, those things you used to pray many days and they don't respond, now, when you call them, they will respond.
Amen.
I didn't hear your amen. Do you know why? Power has changed on. Somebody say, power has changed on. Louder you can say, power has changed on. Loudest you can say, power has changed on. So go and look at that project and say, you project, because my level is no longer the same. I have waited on the Lord, and the Lord said that they that wait on the Lord shall renew their power. My power has been renewed, and I stand in that authority that has been given to me. From today, you project, begin to move. And you will see it move. And tell the project when it must be completed. In the next 6 months, you are completed. It shall be done. It shall be done. I said it shall be done. Why? Power has changed and. Hiya gabarabaya. Am I talking to somebody here? I said power has changed hand. I said power has changed hand. You are not the one that started this year. Something has shifted. Somebody give Jesus a big hand of praise. Come on. Something has shifted. You think I lost weight in vain? I lost weight physically, but I gained weight spiritually, man. I gained weight spiritually. I gain weight spiritually. Now I am now empowered to go and shut down the devil. Tell the devil where it belongs. You don't belong to this family. You don't belong to this place. You don't belong to my career. Stop messing around my thing. Get out from this place. You are a dog. Get out from this place. I am a child of a lion. You are a dog. You are only barking. How can your bark be scaring me? How can the barking of a dog be scaring a lion? That's not correct. Tell your neighbor, that's not correct. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of your enemy again. Tell your neighbor, don't be afraid of your enemy again. Power has changed him. Give Jesus a shout of hallelujah. Power has changed him. Prayer and fasting grant us access to outbreak of revelation that secures our restoration. These are things that secures restoration. Those things that secure restoration are the things that prayer and fasting grant us access to. Isaiah 58, verse 6 and verse 8, particularly verse 8. The Bible emphasized there. He said, your light shall break forth. 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 When light breaks forth, what happens? Glory comes. Isaiah 60 verse 1 and 2. It says, arise and shine, for your light is come. And glory talks about your destiny. Light talks about revelations. Glory talks about your destiny. Light talks about revelation. Every time light comes, the glory of the destiny must be revealed. The glory is revealed. 2 Peter 1, 3. He has called us to glory and virtue. And that's your portion from now. Number 3, access to express answer to our prayers. I'm too glad to know that your prayers have been answered. Isaiah 58, verse 9. He said, then you shall call and I will answer. And you will say, yeah, I am. You will call, I will answer. And then as you are saying, say, here I am. Hallelujah. This year, 2026, you will enjoy unusual, speedy answer. Amen. To all of your prayers in the name of Jesus. Amen. To all of your prayers in the name of Jesus. Amen. To all of your prayers in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Some few weeks ago, I was just thinking about it. I said, well, because of the things I'm going to be doing and some of the outreach I'm going to be doing, I need a change in this thing. One or two things I need to change. Lord, I need to change it. I was just saying it. I need to change it in my mind. The same day I was thinking about it, before the day ends, somebody said, Pastor, I got this for you. Come and pick it. 1 week later, somebody said, Pastor, I've got this for you. Come and pick it. I have not prayed, though. I was only thinking. So God gave me two. So there are some people who have not prayed and God is answering them. Amen. You are coming to that level. Amen. You just think of 1 million. They just say, come and take the 1 million. Yes, 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 yes. God's servant have said before. He said there are some people that they have not called. God have answered. God, will you not wait for me to even pray before you answer? You are getting to that place. While you are thinking about it, you are receiving a call. You are receiving a text. My sister, please, I'm just thinking about you. Can you come and take this thing? Come and take it. God will be in an hurry to bless you. I've seen it happen before. Pastor, would you like this car? I'm not sure. Because there's a kind of car I drive. Pastor, just tell me I can change it. I've seen it before. Somebody come and say, Pastor, I heard you got a land. Please, can you give me a bill, the bill for the foundation? I want to build it. Can you give me a bill? Can you imagine? Can you give me the bill of the foundation? Give me the privilege to build it. May you get there. Amen. May you get there. Amen. May you get there. Amen. Listen, if you have to work for everything, you will die. You will die. You will die before your time. Some things must happen by favor. For instance, I'm married to one of the beautiful women in the world. Didn't you see me? Who will marry me? With this, my shine, shine head. Most women don't want shine, shine head and they want six packs. Do I have six packs? So I don't look like the ones that most women are writing, six packs. 7 feet. God will help you. You will marry, huh? Wait. Because God is still trying to create, he's still trying to create the brother. That's why you are still 40, you are not married. He's creating it. And angels have not finished. Maybe it's Angel Rural. He has not finished. They say, fix the six pack. Now he said, I'm trying to pack it. It has not packed yet. Jeanette is still waiting. Oh, she's 41. No, we need to send this brother. I say, let her wait. Maybe she's the one that says six pack. Let's pack the thing first before it comes down. All I'm simply saying is that if you have to work for everything, you will die before your time. There's what we call the favor of God. The favor of God. The favor of God. What you don't labor for, what you didn't sweat for, I decree that this year God will give it to you. Again, I decree that God will give it to you. Give Jesus a big hand of praise, somebody. What else? Number 4, access to clarity of divine vision. Isaiah 58, verse 11. So get ready. It will begin to show you things. It will guide you continually. It will tell you what to do. In the course of the fasting, he has told you some. He will be telling you, because I'm the Lord that teacheth you, Isaiah 48, 17. And I lead you in the way that you should go. Verse 21, and they tasted not when he led them. The year 2026, he will begin to lead you. You pay attention to his leading. Because there's a way that seemeth right to a man, but the end thereof are the way to destruction. Most of the things people lost is because they thought it was God, but it wasn't God in the first place. Proverbs 16 and 25. You will not lose anything again. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Access to higher love from God. Our love from God gets skyrocket. How many of you noticed that during this fasting, you just loved God? Can we continue the fasting to the end? Say, Pastor, leave this thing, man. I must eat this night. I mean, please talk to me sincerely. During this fast, you just find out that you were thinking more about God. You were loving God. That's why we say you should have something like that during the week. Some of you now, after this one, the next fasting again is the next year. But that will not be any member of this church. It springs forth your love. Romans 5:5. Something just happened to your love. You maintain your tempo of love to keep your life bubbling. Number next, you assess higher realms of sanctification. You do not want to do things that are not correct. Isaiah 58 verse 8, he says, your righteousness will go before you. Thank you, Jesus. Everything, your righteousness go before you. You don't want to do things that are not pleasing to his side. You want to please the Father every time. Somebody say, I hear. I see that grace being released. What is the outcome of that? Psalm 5 and verse 12. That will round and compass the righteous with favor. Because you are just pleasing him. He's just favorizing you. And people said, are you the only one? Yes. Because I'm pleasing him. I'm pleasing him. When your child pleases you, what do? You just smile at them. Is there anything I can do for you, two of us? You just smile at them. You smile at them. That's where me and you will get to. Amen. I said, that's where me and you will get to. Amen. It restores our redemptive dignity. It restores our redemptive dignity. I want you to look at that Isaiah 58 and verse 12. Isaiah 58 and verse 12, reading. It says, and they shall be of thee, shall build the whole waste. They shall raise up the foundation of many generations. Thou shalt call them the repairer of bridges, the restorer of paths. I have restored them. They will now begin to restore other things. Oh, thank you, Jesus. So do you know that? You are not just going to have solution. You will now become solution providers. Are you glad to hear that, somebody? You will now become what? Solution provider. What are you in 2026? What are you in 2026? What will you be in 2026? Get back to that work and provide them solution. Get back to that business and provide them solution. And in case you are not aware, you have the solution. You have the solution. Thank you, Jesus. I said, thank you, Jesus. I said, thank you, Jesus. I said, thank you, Jesus. So the plan of God is all laid out. All we need is to inject our faith. It's all laid out. All we need is to inject our faith. Matthew 9:29. Jesus touched their eyes and said to him, according to your faith, be it unto you. Luke 1:45, blessed is she that believeth, for there shall be a performance of the things that were told her. If you want to doubt anything, doubt your doubt. If you need to doubt anything, doubt your doctors, but don't doubt God. And don't doubt his word this year. If you need to doubt anybody, doubt every other person. But please don't doubt your God. With man, it may be impossible, but not with God. For with God, all things are possible. In James chapter 1, verse 6 and 7, the Bible put it this way. It said, let him ask in faith, not wavering. Not wavering. Somebody say, I hear. I see that grace being released. in the name of Jesus Christ. But we must make demand for our restoration by faith. We must make demand. Somebody say, make demand. In Isaiah chapter 6. Thank you, Jesus. Mark chapter 10, sorry. Verse 51 to 52. Blind Bartimaeus said, somebody say, I will make demand. The loudest you can say, I will make demand. We make demand. Isaiah 42 and verse 22. He said, none say it, restore. None say it, restore. We must make demand for restoration. And when we demand it, God will confirm it. God will confirm it. That's why in the course of this fast, everybody will be given a time where you will go and begin to demand the restoration you need. Don't forget, God can restore anything. He can restore lost years. According to Isaiah, Joel chapter 2, sorry, verse 25. He can restore lost years. Don't forget, God can restore double back to you anything that you lost. Job chapter 42, verse 10 to 12. God gave Job twice the thing that he lost. And don't forget also, God can restore sevenfold anything that you may have lost. In Proverbs chapter 6, verse 30 to 31, he said, when a thief is caught, he is meant to restore back sevenfold. Somebody say sevenfold. And who is the thief in this instance? The devil is the thief. And now he's been caught. He must restore back sevenfold anything that we have lost. Sevenfold. Somebody say sevenfold. Sevenfold. How many of you believe in your restoration tonight? Give Jesus a big hand of praise. Thank you, Father. Shall we rise up on our feet? Did you hear what Pastor said this morning? Did you hear what Pastor said this morning? I said, did you hear what Pastor said this morning? Help me to ask your neighbor, did you hear what Pastor said this morning? I hope you are responding well. If you didn't hear anything, please hold on to the word you have heard. I must keep the fervency throughout the year. And my God is my God of restoration. I am in the best season of my life this time. It's a year of full-scale restoration for me. In Jesus' precious name. I said, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I said, in Jesus' precious name. Lift up your hands and give God thanks and give him praise and bless his name. Thank him for his word. Thank him for his word. Give him praise and glory. Father, we thank you for your word. And blessed be your name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Before we pray for each and everyone, I'll give you a time, just 1-2 minutes, everyone will pray. And then we'll agree with you with your prayers today. And particularly if you may have come with a restoration desire, at least, we agree with you. Jesus said in his word in Psalm 66 and 18, he said, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. And that is the reason why we want to pray for anyone who is still out there and the enemy is creating a breach between you and God. He said, your iniquity have separated me from you. Sin is the blocker to our prayers. Please give me the privilege to pray for you. You are not saved, you are not born again. Let me pray for you. Let me pray for you. Jesus said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the benefit of the kingdom. So please avoid me that privilege. You see, anytime we are calling this, it's not a religious thing. Because if you are not born into a family, you are not entitled to the inheritance in that family. The kingdom of God is a family. According to the scriptures, Ephesians 2:19. But salvation is what brings us there. With all eyes bowed and all eyes closed, I want to pray for you. You want to say, Pastor, I want to surrender my life to Christ. As I begin a new sheet with Christ, beginning from this Sunday. I want to rededicate my life. I was born again before. I was a Christian before. I have backslidden. I've gone cold. I've gone weary. I want to be restored. Let your restoration begin from your salvation. Please, wherever you are, lift up your right hand. We'll pray for you. And then you come boldly to the altar where I'm already standing, because I want to pray for you. And God bless you as you do. You want to surrender your life to Christ. Please, church, help me. Let's encourage anybody. Your left, your right. Encourage them. We clap hands and encourage them if they want to come. Anywhere you are, please come. Please come. Let's receive you. That young man, please come. That young woman, please come. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Wherever you are, please come. Please come. Please come. Please come. We have a few moments. We're encouraging you to come and reconnect to Jesus. To come and reconnect to Jesus. To come and reconnect to Jesus. God bless you as you come. They are coming, church. Let's celebrate the Lord, please. Nowhere is too far. Yes, Lord.
You are Lord.
If you want to come, we wait for you. Nowhere is too far. Please come. Please come. I have a few moments. I'm welcoming you, please, wherever you are. Get yourself encouraged and come to the altar to totally surrender your life to Jesus. You are a young man, young woman. You are an elderly person. You are not too far. Please come. God bless you. Church, let's celebrate Jesus as they come. Let's celebrate Jesus as they come. Thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Those of us in front, put your right hand on your chest. And please pray this simple prayer with me. And mean it as you pray. Say with me, Lord Jesus, I come to you today in total surrender of my life. I cannot help myself. I need your forgiveness. I need your mercy. Wash me with your blood. Cleanse me and make me a new person beginning from today. Jesus, I vow that you are my Lord and my Savior. Thank you, Jesus, for receiving me. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to pray for you right now. That grace that I've made you come out, that same grace will keep you for life. You will not go back to your vomit again. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Congratulations. Please open your eyes. You're going to go with our kingdom friends. We have our pastors. They're going to address you very shortly and help you with the decision that you have made. God bless you. Please go with them. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. John chapter 16 and verse 24. Please put that on the screen. Hitherto have you asked nothing in my name. Ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. I'm going to give you 1 or 2 minutes. Everybody will go before God. Lord, this is my area of restoration. I demand restoration in this area. Finance, family, what have you? Go before God in the next moment. Everyone have 1 moment. Just go before God. It's a service of restoration. Restore my health. Restore my sight. Restore my hearing. Restore me back to healthy living. Restore my finance. He said, none saith restore. I want you to call. I want you to call. I want you to call. Lord, restore. 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 You have your list. Begin to call it out. Begin to call it out. Restore my career. I'm tired of this one place.
Restore me back to dignity. Lord, restore my peace. Restore my joy. Restore. 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 Restore my immigration status. Restore me, Lord. Me caparanos, lembrengianos, mashakuma niagala, reketolia barada, mambranos kiligrianos, membreketo keria makaladaya, ishalaboraba kosiada. You can't keep quiet. He said, the things you say in my ear is what I will do. You are not saying anything, then that's your lot. He asked Blind Bartimaeus, what do you want? Don't keep your mouth shut. It's the last day of the prayer and the fasting. Today can make a meaning for the rest day. Lord, restore. Restore. I'm tired of the status quo. Restore. Restore. Thank you, Lord. Shababaraba koteke reberia bahadaya. Mikelemene kotia manamana gadaba. Sheboria bakaborebeke sobrekete beria. Esu maria manataya marakudadia melato. Likeberebe de godegeria balabalabala mondia. Restore! Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Stand up on your feet wherever you are. Raise your list if you have them. Raise your hand upon yourself if you want. And receive this blessing as I agree with you. God has never asked the seed of Jacob to seek him in vain. He said the name he called them, that was the name that they were. I join my faith with your faith. And I decree and declare, 2026 shall be your year of full-scale restoration. I thought the amen will hit the roof. It shall be your year of full-scale restoration. I decree your spiritual life shall be restored. Your health shall be restored. Your career shall be restored. Your business shall be restored. Your family shall be restored. Your sight shall be restored. Your hearing shall be restored. Your peace shall be restored. Your finance shall be restored. Everything about you, I decree full scale restoration. In 2026, nothing goes down again in your life. Nothing goes down again in your life. Nothing goes down again in your life. Your spiritual life will not go down. Your career will not go down. Your health will not break down. Your business will not go down. Your children will not go down. Everything about you will not go down. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, who the Son of Man set free is free indeed. By the reason of your prayer and fasting, I decree full liberty. I decree 100% liberty. No captive in our midst shall remain captive again. That curse is broken for life. That limit is broken for life. Now from today, I decree a rush of answers, a rush of breakthroughs, a rush of testimonies, a rush of promotions, a rush of blessings, a rush of favor, a rush of abundance, a rush of prosperity. Receive it in the name of Jesus. And so shall it be. And so shall it be. No more molestation in the night. No more molestation in the night. No more bad dreams in the night. Those days are finally over. 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 Now hear this, and we close. Any devil that wants to tamper with what God has done in your life, any devil that wants to put you back to your old estates, any devil that wants to afflict you again or the members of your family, any devil that wants to try you again, I decree that they will go down for you. They will go down for you. In the name of Jesus. And so shall it be. Congratulations. 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 I thought somebody is clapping. I thought somebody is celebrating. I thought somebody is giving God thanks. Congratulations. Go to your neighbor. Congratulate them. Shake their hands. Tell them congratulations. God has done it for you. God has done it for me. God has done it for you. God has done it for me. God has done it for us. Give the Lord a shout of hallelujah. And so shall it be.
I've got joy, 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 joy. Joy,
joy, joy overflow in my heart. I've got joy.
Amen. Hold on. Sing it in your own tone. While we are doing that, you are a first timer, switch and just sing it in your own tone. Hallelujah. While we are doing that, you are a first timer, get your bag, get your Bibles, get anything you came to church with, come forward to the altar. I want to pray for you. How many of you believe something has broken loose? How many of you believe something has broken loose? So don't look at your neighbor that way. Celebrate the Lord. Something has broken loose in your life. Are you catching that right now? Choir, sing that song and let's go. First time has come to the front. You are blessed.
I've got joy, 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 joy.
Celebrate the Lord, church.
Joy,
all our first timers, please come. For Jesus, church, come on. You can do it bigger and louder. Take your seat, church.
We believe you were blessed by this sermon. For more messages like this, you can join us at Winners Chapel International, Birmingham. Call us on 0121 622 1662 or email us at info.birmingham@winners-chapel.org. Don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms. God bless you, and we look forward to you joining us again next time. Jesus is Lord.